This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The phenomenal Tournament Friday edition of You Better rolls on. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and you here with us on the BetQL Network. Really fun first 2 hours of the show. I just like, the first hour was incredible. Clark Kellogg and us going off on last night's games, losing with North Carolina, Arizona's inexplicable loss to Clemson, Illinois, Iowa State, and there was no Montezuma's revenge. Montezuma was resurrected and then killed again and put back in the ground by the Connecticut Huskies as poor San Diego State just keeps running into UConn in the NCAA tournament, and that is a recipe for disaster. Ken and I will get to the UFL coming up in a little bit here on the show. We look forward to that. For people that are like, who cares about the UFL? You can bet on it, and maybe we'll be able to find some valuable betting opportunities when we go through the head coaches of all eight teams and the quarterback depth charts for all of these teams to try and see if we can get some valuable bets coming up for the UFL. Maybe we'll get to the NBA if we have time over the course of the show. Eastern Conference, Celtics and Bucks have both lost two straight games. The Knicks are starting to surge right now. Maybe Joel Embiid's going to be back at some point in the near future for the Philadelphia 76ers. Donovan Mitchell's going to be back soon for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Should we be looking to bet against or bet a team other than Boston or Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference? We'll discuss. Dallin Cuff from ESPN Bet Live will join us to start next hour on the show and all our bets for tonight, including the Sweet 16 rounds of the tournament, coming up an hour and 40 minutes from right now. But actually, right now, joining us on the line is the great Joey Knish, pro sports bettor. Does great work with our friends over at The Hammer. Follow The Hammer on Twitter, at The Hammer HQ. And you can follow the great Joey Knish on Twitter. I think he's a must-follow. Twitter account is very entertaining, at JoeyKnish22. And it's been too long since we've had him on the show, so it's great to welcome him back here to You Better, You Bet. Knish, welcome back to the show. Nick and Ken, how's it going?
Gentlemen, fantastic! Final Four Friday, 5 o'clock drive time hour on the best coast on YBYB. No place I'd rather be than with Uncle Lockie and Nikki Baby. Here we go, baby, for quite a weekend.
Nikki Baby.
It's definitely been a couple weeks. That was really good energy. Knish, you know, Nick and I are just super consumed by the NCAA tournament. We watch every game. We bet on a lot of it. I have like a bunch of futures in the tournament. I know I feel like you've had a love-hate relationship with college basketball, especially the last couple of years, like swore it off. Then you're betting it again, kinda. Are you like as into betting the NCAA tournament as like our listeners and as Nick and I are?
You know, I tell you, I had a little bit of a resurgence here, a come to basketball Jesus with college basketball. And it all started with Faden, one of the guys on Twitter, one of my buddy, friend of a friend there that I was rooting against his chalk money lines. And so I've been a little bit back in. Now, I'm not going to tell you that, you know, this isn't going to be the Clark Kellogg interview all over again. I'm not, talking about the March Madness, the Leitner shot from 92 or anything. But, I've been a little bit back into it. It's been nice to see some things. And it's the occasional you know, the game where I can, maybe I'm not going to have a mammoth wager on the game, maybe a little, you know, a little wet my beak and just be able to enjoy a little, little excitement. So that's kind of been, I've been a little bit back in this tourney, I'll tell you, more than I thought I would be.
Kanish, any bets for tonight? We got four games in the tourney, or any bets for tomorrow? Two games in the Elite Eight. Any bets in Kanish's accounts for any of the college basketball games Friday night or on Saturday?
Yeah, let's wet the beak.
The one like legitimate, like sizable little, yeah. The beak is that's in the glass, all the way in the glass, is Bama tomorrow. -2.5. Roll Tide, baby. That's the one that I filled for two of the guys I work with that of the wagers this weekend. That's the big one. Now tonight, you know what? They were off the scent for this season. I got a bunch of people in my life that all Gonzaga every year. Zags, one future need. This is the year. This is the year. And then, you know, they've been hiding under the radar this year. You know, Timmy's gone. All some of these guys that they have in the program for 8 years are gone. But I think the Zags are a little sneaky tonight. And especially now that a couple of places were trading 5.5. Nothing crazy, but a little Zag 5.5 in Detroit, baby. Who's got the hand on the pulse for the game at Ford Field, or the guy that's like 5 minutes away? It's Joey Gay, baby. Give me the Zags tonight in the city of dreams, Detroit, Michigan.
He's got his finger on the pulse so much that he doesn't know the games aren't at Ford Field where the Lions play, which is like 100,000 seats. It's at Little Caesars where the Pistons play. It's actually like where they get. I like Gonzaga too a little bit in the game. Yeah, 5 is the current number. Zach Edey, the most bet player to win most outstanding player of the tournament by a lot so far. Those markets are open at BetMGM and a couple other places. Okay, so Gonzaga, Purdue, this is my favorite part, Kanish, because I could be like, well, why do you like Alabama? You're like, because someone sent it to me. Like, it's really funny. So maybe this is like Joey Kanish, just the guy who's watched every game. Maybe nobody sent this to you. Like, is UConn going to win the tournament again? Is this like kind of a done deal?
I mean, well, like, I know people are saying easy pathway, but in terms of like, all you can do is play the games on your schedule and whack. Like, yes, they haven't played this murderer's row to get through the first three, but like, they're burying these teams. It's not like, oh, UConn got here, you know, a couple of calls went their way and they're able to. They're like top rope with a chair off the realm, leg drop, smashing these teams every game. It's like not competitive in the second half. So, and you know what? This is like peak, just what I remember, you know, a friend of the show circa, you know, offered like some, it was UConn or Houston to win the title -3. And everybody was like, no way this year, like absolute. Oh, it was one of those things where I was like, you know what? One of those teams is probably going to end up winning the title. And I would be almost borderline shocked at this point if they didn't, because they seem so like head and shoulders above anyone else here. So yeah, I mean, maybe that's the square answer, but I don't recall a team through three games in the tournament looking this dominant in a long time.
You better hear with Nick and Ken on a phenomenal tournament Friday, or as Kanish called it, a Final Four Friday. Final Four is not till next week. I digress. Our pal Joey Kanish is with
Friday.
Us here. The fourth Ford Field Friday, three words that start with K. Joey Kanish 22 is the Twitter handle, and follow the Hammer on Twitter at the Hammer HQ. Kanish, if you wet the beak at all with Major League Baseball, like any baseball bets that you like here, could be tonight, could be awards, anything in Major League Baseball, or are you just ignoring the sport?
Well, to clarify, first off, it's you, if you win this weekend both games, you make the Final Four, hence Final Four Friday and the after parties at Ford Field. We obviously knew the game was at LCA, but the after, you know, you go to Ford Field after and celebrate with them. In terms of Major League Baseball, all I've done so far is called the Lock Awards and just bet like a war. I bet some war. I got some who's the guy who plays for the Pirates, the win MVP? O'Neill, something Cruz?
O'Neill Cruz?
whoever yes. that guy is, I yeah. bet him to win MVP 100-1. That was the one that, like, somebody sent me they really liked. He was 100-1. I don't know what he is now. But, you know, our Pirates, hopefully O'Neill or O'Nelly, if you how they pronounce it, and, you know, the Dominican wins yeah. the MVP in the NL.
Must be the money. Yeah, it was good. You know, Cam Neely, Cruz. Okay, so O'Neill Cruz, MVP. I'm sure you saw this too, Kanish, so not betting baseball a whole lot, it sounds like. I'm guessing that you're not betting the NFL win totals that, like, have just come out in the last week. They're not in a lot of places. You know, later in the summer, you can bet a lot more money on these once, like, the, you know, the books are sort of more confident that the numbers are a little closer to the right numbers. A lot of these have moved a bunch. But I'm sure you saw, maybe you saw all the win totals. I'm sure you saw the Detroit Lions, 10.5. And a lot of interest already in the Chicago Bears in the same division at 8.5, probably going to draft Caleb Williams, number one overall. Any thoughts on the kind of like the opening salvo here of the NFL betting markets, the win total openers with the Lions at 10.5?
And, you know, the Lions number doesn't do, you know, it really, you know, get me off the couch. I will say, and we were kind of, I was on this train a little bit last year, and I'm gonna go back to the well. If the Bears 8.5 sticks around, or I can get even, you know, maybe a little bit of alternate, I just don't see a first-year quarterback in Caleb Williams who has some, I mean, listen, I know a phenomenal talent, did not have the greatest season last, playing within a system as the rookie quarterback on a team that I just think, like, I'm not a believer in the Bears organization, just period. Period from top to bottom. I don't believe in the Bears. I think they got extremely fortunate 2 years in a row and have been able to kind of, like, cash those chips in for draft pieces and add a little bit of talent to make it look like, oh, we're kind of moving in the right direction. I don't think they're moving in the right direction. I don't like what they did in free agency. I don't think Caleb Williams is going to come in and be like a C.J. Stroud level type of player in year one. So I'm under. Not to mention, you got the Lions, you got the Packers, and listen, Kevin, I'll give him credit. I don't think the Vikings are up there with those teams, but if you want to tell me that, I wouldn't be shocked to see the Vikings have a better record than the Bears next year. So I'm all in fading Chicago. I am anti-Bears. I do not believe that they have any chance whatsoever in this division or to make a run next season.
Kanisha, my last question, I want to ask you about awards here real quick. And I, you know, you and I message offline and we both message other people. Somebody that I message a lot, Jay Croucher from NBC, comes on the show sometimes, but maybe I'm on next week. Maybe he can kind of like have the rebuttal to whatever this answer is going to be. A lot of times it's funny, like sometimes, you know, smart people can end up on opposite sides of a bet. You guys seem to be on opposite sides of NBA most improved player, where I think he really thinks Kobe White is very likely to win. And you have made a very public campaign of the idea that you think Tyrese Maxey is like a certainty to win, that this is like a done deal. Now, some of that, you're on Twitter, some of that's for show, like sell Tyrese Maxey most improved player to us. Maybe we'll get Jay's response next week.
Well, in some cases, you can have two smart people on opposite sides of the bet. That's not the case here. There's only one smart person at that, and it's not the Australian guy. It's Croucher on the other side and the smart person on the side that's going to win. That's what's happening here. So Kobe White, it's that. You go and look at his numbers. Like, Kobe White, and I've said, we talked about this a few weeks ago, he'd be like the worst player to win this award going back like 20 years. All that happened is three guards on the Bulls got hurt, and he's taken over the usage. He didn't invite him. That's not this massive improvement. And if you look at the narrative out there, the people are like, I just think Maxey has done enough to win this award, gone up a level. It's never like the guy that improved from like a complete bum to like an okay player. It's the guy that goes from a good, you know, average player up into that next tier of like borderline all-star. So for me, I still think Maxey's going to win. I don't believe in the Kobe White. He hasn't even been playing well, and the Bulls are terrible. So I don't know where he lives. I know he's like, oh, Mike, the fair price is minus 200. You can take that fair and throw it back to Sydney because Maxey is taking this home.
That's just like the flair of these answers is absolutely terrific.
Now we have to have Jay next week to respond to that. We have to play that for him. Yeah, so.
Looking forward to it. Are you guys paying attention, our crew? Please have that ready for next week. Kanish, let's close with this. You got a random bet for us in the accounts?
We're going to the diamond, baby. And I'm not talking MLB. I'm talking the diamond where I can actually win bets. College bases. Whoop! Pig Suey tonight. Hashtag WPS. Arkansas on the diamond, the right around plus 100. Give me some SEC. And a bonus, Wazoo in the late game. It's like a Hawaii college basketball. Wazoo, it's the Wazoo. I don't even pull the Pullman late game. Washington State, money line as well. Arkansas, Washington State, money line on the diamond tonight.
Good stuff from our pal Joey Kanish. I'll be betting both of those. Although I will say, and like, this is, I'm going to mock Kanish right now. Kanish is 500 times better than me. Kanish, you're like 0 for like 15 in your last 15 bets given out here on You Better, You Bet. So at some point, it hasn't been great. It's not been great.
Wait till Kobe White wins.
It's and then it's Australian death match with Kanish and Jay Croucher. It's Arkansas and Wazoo, the bets from our pal Joey Kanish tonight. Kanish, we love you. Kanish does content for our friends at The Hammer. Please follow them on Twitter at The Hammer HQ. Kanish is on Twitter at Joey Kanish 22. My friend, best of luck with the bets. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we look forward to touching base with you soon.
Gentlemen, don't worry about that hashtag variance. I'll talk to you from Ford Field after the Zags win tonight.
Absolutely love it. Kanish joining us here on the show. What is the variance?
Standing at the 50-yard line. Yeah.
What's the variance joke? Yeah.
He's just saying because he's lost so many bets that he's given out on the show.
And I bet all of them.
Yeah. Well, in that case, I'm really due tonight, then. If last night is any indicator. Hashtag variance.
Next time we have Kanish, I want to ask him, like who's your favorite, like, play-by-play guy? I want to talk, like, something like that with Kanish at some point when we have him on the show. Coming up next, we'll get you and us set to bet the UFL. It's going to be awesome, seriously.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Our pal Dallin Cuff stops by in 40 minutes to start the Power Hour. All our bets for tonight coming up at the end of the show. But for now, let's talk some UFL. The United Football League, for people that don't know. What's the United Football League? Well, the Phoenix is a revolutionary technology. No, the UFL is the new Spring Football League, the merger of the USFL and the XFL. So it's four teams from each league, like the four best teams from each league. And if we created this like big like conglomeration of spring football that starts this weekend, and we've got four games on the docket. I can't see it, but if you have futures prices, we should take those off the screen if that's what it is. I don't want Ken to have any inclination as to what teams are good. Okay, good.
I'm good. I'm way good. So I'm gonna move a window around just so I literally don't see any of this. So we're good. I have seen nothing.
Great. Okay, great. So Ken has no inclination as to like what team is favored to win the championship, etc. So I took the time before the show. Didn't take that long, if I'm being candid. But to find out who the head coach is of each of the eight teams in the new UFL and the quarterback depth chart for all these teams. Now, like for St. Louis, A.J. McCarron is the starting quarterback. And McCarron's probably the best
Hawks?
Quarterback in the league. The Battle of St. Louis Battlehawks. That's correct.
Yeah.
So,
what they do?
Like, I think so.
Well, they're battling.
It's not a real thing. It's not the Battlehawk's not a real thing. So what would you imagine it does? Does it talk?
Why do they call it the Battlehawks if it's not a real thing? Why do they call it that?
It just seems like a fun thing, like a fun name for a team. There's no way Battlehawk's a real thing.
I'm just saying, the name didn't come out of it. Just they weren't trying to make up funny fantasy names, I don't think.
Right? Are you sure about that?
Well, are there any, aside from the team that's like named after The Rock, is there any other? I'm looking at like what is a.
So we've got Battlehawk, the Renegades.
It's a
the Stallions.
It's the name of a drone. It's a drone that like destroys things.
Yeah, that's just like really weird name. Like very strange.
A helicopter maybe too. I don't know.
But anyway, AJ McCarron's gonna start for the Battlehawks. But we see tons of quarterbacks play. Like just because a guy's named the starter does not mean that he ends up playing the entire season or even like the first like 3 games of the season. So I will give the head coach of each team and the quarterback depth chart. We probably should have had Tyler on this because Tyler watches so much college football that he'll know who all these guys are.
He'd be like, oh, that guy went to Tulsa. You're like, what?
It's what? What are you talking about? Okay, so let's begin with the Arlington Renegades, Ken, who won the XFL championship last year despite having a substandard regular season. They beat the DC Defenders, and that was the team that we bet a lot of unders on, right, because their defense was awesome, unders in their games. So Arlington won the XFL championship last year. They're the defending champions. The head coach of the Arlington Renegades remains former Oklahoma head coach, the great Bob Stoops. So Bob Stoops is the head coach of the Arlington Renegades. Quarterback depth chart is as follows. Spring football legend Luis Perez, who it's just like, if there's a spring football league in like 3058, Luis Perez will be like on a roster. This guy
he was
like
the number one pick in like the XFL draft, like the expansion draft. I think he might have been the number one pick.
He is spring football. If spring football were a living, breathing thing, it would be Luis Perez. I don't even mean that as an insult. I'm not good enough to play spring football. Luis Perez, I believe, will be the QB1. Also on this roster, Holton Ahlers.
Yep, was East Carolina. Yeah, played for played for 4 years there. Yeah,
sure. And Lindsey Scott Jr., who I thought was like a senator.
I don't know who that, Rick's nephew. I don't know who.
Like Lindsey Graham married like Rick Scott, and then you got Lindsey Scott.
Holton Ahlers, I knew immediately. I don't know who that is. Who is that?
Lindsey Scott played at Incarnate Word and is 25 years old.
Isn't Incarnate Word the team that Sam gave us all the overs on, though, when this guy played?
Was it basketball or football, the Incarnate Word overs?
I thought it was football, but
it might have been basketball.
It might have been basketball. But did he play basketball too? He sounds like he's really athletic. I don't know.
I went to Google and I typed in Incarnate Words.
What are the Incarnate Words?
He played 7 seasons in college. It was a Wikipedia page.
So like a COVID started, super senior. Yeah.
Start LSU 2016, East Mississippi 2017, Missouri.
Oh, that's Last Chance U. That's the Last Chance U school.
Okay.
Wait, so have I Missouri, heard of this guy then?
Maybe. I've definitely never heard of him. He was nasty in college, apparently. Won the Walter Payton Award in 2022, and that's like the best FCS player, right?
Yeah.
Bowl subdivision?
Yes.
Probably pretty good, I guess, maybe for spring football. So Lindsey Scott.
He is on a professional roster, no matter how ridiculous. I mean, Bob Stoops is his coach. This isn't like playtime in high school, you know? Like, yeah, I'm sure he's pretty good. Okay, that's a little bit of upside. I don't know.
Okay, now we move to the Birmingham Stallions.
Mm.
Birmingham Stallions. The Where head are they coach.
From? Which league are they from?
I'm aware
they're from Birmingham. That's where we were going. Okay.
The USFL.
Did they win the USFL? Because aren't they? I think all the USFL games were played in Birmingham. And so they were like the home team for every game because they were all in Birmingham. That's not a home field advantage. Yeah.
They beat the Pittsburgh Maulers in the title game.
Of course. Yes, naturally. Yeah.
The head coach, the Maulers, Ray Park is the quarterback. The Birmingham, I can't believe I know who the actor that played Darth Maul is. Their head coach.
You never know. You never know what you're going to know on this show. You never know.
And when they come out of the tunnel, you know what would play?
Touchdowns.
And in order to get to the game, you didn't drive, you pod raced. The head coach of the Birmingham Stallions is Lou's son, Skip Holtz.
Yeah. He was at Louisiana Tech for a while. I think he got fired, and then this was his next job after he got fired.
Do you think what's more important to Skip Holtz, winning the UFL championship or making America great again?
This year in football, there's going to be a rebellion. Is DC still in this league?
DC is still on the team, yeah. Which would just make, I mean... They should be, honestly, they should have talked to the NFL and named the team the Patriots instead.
Okay, so Skip Holtz, who's like a pretty good coach. I think Louisiana Tech, he had some success. I think they won Conference USA a couple times, or they had a couple good years. I think that was pretty good.
So Skip Holtz, quarterback depth chart here. I don't know who the third name is. Why don't we start with the third name? I don't know who this is. Who is Jamar Smith?
He was Skip Holtz's quarterback at Louisiana Tech.
Oh, okay.
So like maybe inside info, like knew he was, or just like throwing him a bone. Like, hey, you can be on our depth chart because we worked together for so long. That was like pre-COVID, I think, even that they were on the same team, or at least like not that recently. I don't know why I know that he was the quarterback there, but whatever. That's why he's on the team, probably.
Okay, so Jamar Smith, the other two quarterbacks on the zip chart, you will definitely know. Adrian Martinez.
Of course. What, Kansas State after Nebraska?
Just brutal. Third round pick in the NFL draft a couple years ago, Matt Corral.
Oh my God. Part of the incredible Panthers brain trust, great decision making. Let's take this guy in the third round. Where's he going to be in a couple years? Are you familiar with the UFL? Man, he was awesome at Ole Miss, though. I'm not good at like whether a guy's going to be a good pro quarterback, and a lot of it was mobility. He was a 5-star out of high school. He was like a big deal when he went to Ole Miss. Like, that was a big deal that happened. I thought he was going to win the Heisman that year.
So I think like we kind of like the thought of like Matt, the upside of Matt Corral with the Birmingham Stallions then, right?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I just like pedigree. He's better than Jamar Smith. Is he better than Adrian Martinez? As like a pro football league? Almost certainly.
Yeah, Matt Corral got drafted in the third round. Like Adrian Martinez is like Kirk and Jabroni.
Not big on this team though. Holtz and those guys. That's like pretty like AJ McCarron. You already said AJ McCarron's on the team. That's way better than this.
Can I like, I don't mean this like to be mean at all. Like, I legitimately don't know the answer. Does Skip Holtz have a lisp like his dad does? That is not meant to be like mean at all. I don't know the answer.
I honestly don't know. I have no idea. Okay. I don't know if I've ever heard Skip Holtz talk before.
How would Lou Holtz pronounce the word insurrection? We'll move on.
I think if I tried to do it, I'd inadvertently say other bad words is probably how it would go.
All right, Nick and Kenny are on You Better You Bet. Getting you set to bet the UFL. So we'll roll through the rest of the teams, and then we'll try and guess the – I have them here. Ken will try and guess the opening point spreads for games this weekend. All right, now we move to the DC Defenders, which is the team that we actually made some money on last year betting the XFL because their defense was awesome. They were – what were they called? The Ministry of Defense?
Yeah, something like that. Isn't that from Harry Potter? Were they definitely called the Department of Defense?
The Ministry of Defense is from Harry Potter. You're right.
Ministry of Defense.
Starting quarterback really Draco Malfoy.
Warding off those evil spells. Yeah, they were really good at that. Yeah.
And they have the Thunder and Lightning running back combo of Crab and Goyle. All right. So the DC Defenders had a great defense last year. The head coach remains... Yep. Reggie Barlow, same coach, Kevin's brother. Severus, who do you plan on starting at quarterback?
Yeah, exactly. Their head coach remains Mad Eye Moody. Jake's dad.
Amazing. I don't know who this quarterback is. Maybe Lloyd's son? Who is Jalen McClendon?
Oh, I know who that is. Who is that? I know that name. Baylor, for sure, was one of the stops. Louisville maybe was one of the other ones.
I'm like, I give you a lot of credit for like knowing that I don't know any of this stuff.
Baylor,
NC State, and Baylor.
Yeah, NC State. That's it. I said Louisville, red and white colors. Yeah. Yeah. Was he like ever a thing though? Not. I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think so either. Yeah. I don't think so, Ken.
Not really. Yeah, because like Devin Leary played at NC State. Well, how long ago was he there? Like a few years ago.
NC State 2014-17, and then Baylor in 2018. And got benched for Charlie Brewer.
Put that on a t-shirt. Bench for Charlie Brewer.
Milwaukee's son.
No, Jim's son. Right, yeah. So, Bernie's nephew.
To Jim Brewer.
How do you think he feels about Skip Holtz? All right,
Skip,
so wait, so what's...
Thank you, Skip.
Wait, so what is this? What is this team again? This is the DC Defenders. Who's the coach?
Reggie Barlow.
I have lost the plot here completely. Reggie Barlow, and then the QB1 is McClendon?
I don't know if he's the QB1, but I wanted to start with him. I don't know if he's QB1. The other quarterbacks are... The other quarterbacks are Jordan T-A-M-O-T.
Oh, he's QB1. He has to be QB1. He's on a team like this every year. Yeah.
Well, the other quarterback who I get these confused sometimes. I don't forget it. Which Florida State quarterback it was that got literally murdered on the field by Alabama in that season opener? DeAndre Francois. Yes, DeAndre Francois is the other.
One of the biggest bets I've ever made in a college football game. Like in terms of like for what was a lot of money for me at the time. Like I bet more now, but like in the moment, I had Alabama for so much money in that game. And like this, we don't want to admit certain things, but like when he gets hurt, I'm like, oh man, like I just, you know, dollar signs end up as you bet on sports that ends up happening sometimes. That's a really, really tough. He went to, where did he go after that? Like a conference US. Oh no, he went to, was he on Last Chance U? Is that where he was on? I forget where he went, but I remember like, cause we followed this for a couple of years afterwards. Cause he was a big name. Did he follow Jameis directly at Florida State? Was he the next guy?
Let me get the year. So Jameis was what, the first pick in 2015? DeAndre? Yeah, probably. Yeah, because Florida State 2015-18 and then went to Hampton.
Right. Oh, Hampton? Oh, I thought he went somewhere else too. Okay, never mind. I kind of remember like reading about him a little bit too. I mean, I don't know what his career has been like then. Obviously, it was like a big prospect. So, okay. I mean, Jordan... I don't know how to pronounce. Is it actually like Te'amu? Is that how I pronounce it? I think
it's like Te'amu. Te'amu.
Te'amu. Let the rhythm take you. That was Bailamos, but that's. I think he's the starter.
Oh,
I think would be my
guess. Tonight we bet.
The UFL. Oh. Te'amu.
VMR. All right, so that's the DC Defenders. We move on now, and we'll get into the rest of this the next segment. This is the Houston Roughnecks.
Got nothing but time.
Coach by, and look, like, I know a ridiculous amount about football. I had to look up who this coach is. The Houston Roughnecks head coach is someone named CJ Johnson.
I'd love to be able to tell you I've heard of this person. I don't think I have.
I definitely had not.
CJ Johnson?
CJ Johnson, Curtis Johnson.
Wait, what is his background? I'm sorry?
He was like the head coach at Tulane, and he was like the wide receivers coach at the Saints when Sean Payton
Willie
was there.
Fritz has been there forever. Yeah.
I don't know. More on the Houston Roughnecks and betting the UFL. We'll guess point spreads for week one. Next.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
All right, let's continue breaking down the UFL. We'll get to our friend Dallin Cuff, who will join us to start next hour, the Power Hour on the show. All our bets for tonight coming up in the Power Hour as well. We left off, Ken, with the Houston Roughnecks. Curtis Johnson is their head coach. And you looked up during the break, a former Tulane head coach and Sean Payton assistant.
He was the wide receivers coach on the rabbit hole I just went down in the break is unbelievable. So he was on Sean Payton's staff when they won the Super Bowl against the Colts. He was the wide receivers coach. He gets off that win, like as often happens, he gets a job as the head coach of Tulane, who hadn't been, they were terrible. They hadn't been to a bowl in a really long time. Took him to a bowl game. He ends up getting fired 2 years later. So a classic college football dynamic, a second year bump for a head coach. Like they play better in the second year. They make a bowl. Last 2 years are not very good. He gets fired and bounces around, goes back on Sean Payton's staff. And that's, so he has has some reasonable experience, like on NFL staffs for a while, whatever. The year that they made a bowl game when he was the head coach, when Curtis Johnson was the head coach of Tulane, they played in the 2013 New Orleans Bowl. Is the bowl that they played in. There's only two interesting things. Well, I'm sure there's a bunch of other interesting things. One is his starting quarterback coming into the year, who I think got hurt, was Joe Montana's son, Nick Montana.
But that should have been my fake ID name. Either that or the guy who had two homers for the Reds yesterday, Nick Martini, was also pretty good.
Yeah, I did see that name. It's a great name. So like, I didn't even know Nick Montana was a person. And I guess like he was, I guess the quarterback to start the year or whatever.
Who's Montana's kid that played at Notre Dame? It was another Montana, right? Nate?
Jake Montana? I don't know. Lockie? Yeah. I don't know. And then the other thing is the other notable player on Tulane's team that you would remember, their kicker, who won the Lou Groza Award, which is getting the nation's most outstanding kicker, for people who don't know. Cairo Santos was his kicker.
Oh, okay.
So we had Nick Montana and Cairo Santos.
The Chicago Bears kicker, Cairo Santos.
Which is just really funny. So yeah, anyway, it's bounced around NFL staffs, went back on Sean Payton's staff, and now coaching the old UFL.
How much better would it be if instead of Curtis Johnson, Curtis Jackson, a.k.a. 50 Cent, was the head coach of the Houston Roughnecks?
Oh, love it. Like, get rich or die trying. Be like, oh, not in this league.
That's not going to happen. The Roughnecks quarterback depth chart is as follows. Right. I will start with the quarterback. I don't know who this is. Who is Nolan Henderson? Didn't he play for Duke? Like basketball, Nolan Henderson?
That's Nolan Smith and Gerald Henderson. Okay. You're mixing up two Duke players. Yeah. Do I know who this is? I don't. I don't think I know who this is.
Let me see if I can. Okay, Nolan Henderson.
It's a new game. Just can't know who this is. Yeah.
Nolan Henderson played quarterback at Delaware.
Yeah. FCS. I just got nothing.
I mean, Delaware's produced Rich Gannon and Joe Flacco, two quarterbacks who played in Super Bowls.
You know, Nolan Henderson is the next Joe Flacco. That's what they say. Yeah.
Well, you know, Rich Gannon came on our show, and Joe Flacco won us a lot of money. So Delaware's been good to us here. So I like Nolan Henderson. The other two quarterbacks are NFL preseason fourth string legend, Reed Sinnett.
Yeah, we've talked about him 50 times on this show previously, probably.
and the Bay, Jared Guarantano.
Yeah, so I mean, Nolan Henderson, whatever is it, he's got to be QB3 on this roster. Reed Sinnett is you would expect him to be a starter in a league like this. That's I don't know if he's any good, but he's he would be one of the first names I'd think of. Him and who's the guy who went to Richmond? Kyle LaLetta, is he on one of these rosters?
Oh, God, well, LaLetta was the Giants, third round pick in a draft or fourth round pick.
Yeah, Richmond. Alma mater. That's another one of those quarterbacks, preseason, who's getting 75% of the snaps in the last game. These are the players that we're talking about.
All right. So that's the Roughnecks to me sound pretty awful. Just my opinion. We now go to the Showboats of Memphis, coached by John DeFilippo, a.k.a. Flip.
Okay. Yeah.
Flip. Their quarterbacks, I haven't heard of two of these quarterbacks, two of the three. Number one, Troy Williams.
Sounds like a Madden create a quarterback.
I was gonna say I could be making all of this up.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
I also don't know who it is.
Troy Williams. Yeah.
Let's see. He was born in 1994. Sorry, read his Wikipedia profile. He played college football at Washington and Utah. Had 15 starts in Utah.
That's a bad job by me then. Honestly.
So
when did he go to Utah?
He went to Utah. I currently have Nolan Williams page up right now. Troy.
The next Joe Flacco.
Troy Williams played at Utah from 2016 to 17 and then played Canadian football for the Edmonton Eskimos, the Saskatchewan Roughriders, was on the Pittsburgh Maulers last year, and now is on the Memphis Showboats.
What the hell was I doing in 16-17? I should have been in on this. Yeah, I got nothing on this one. Bad memory. Bad job by me. Yeah.
Josh Love, who might be Jordan's brother, I'm not sure.
Who the hell is that?
Josh Love, let's see. Josh Love played college football for San Jose State and was with the Rams and the Panthers. So he's been on a couple NFL rosters.
Where have we been on this one? Yeah.
Josh
he's
Love.
He's on NFL rosters. How do you not know it? Josh
on,
Love.
On NFL rosters, yes. San Jose State threw 22 touchdowns in 2019. Yeah. I was on a couple practice squads in 19. The NFL.
Okay. Usually I'm better at this stuff. Yeah, usually better. Okay, all right.
And then multiverse version of Case Keenum, Case Cookus.
Well, he's another name where it's NFL preseason. He's going to play the fourth quarter. Case Cookus is going to play the
Case Cookus has always struck me as like a quadruple A guy, maybe like a little too good for spring football, but like could not play in the NFL.
So give me the quarterback. So it's Cookus. The San Jose
brother,
State
Josh
guy
Love.
And Troy Williams.
Yeah. And Troy Williams, yeah. Case Cookus is definitely the QB1 here.
Yeah, I guess I don't know enough about the other two players. Okay, let's keep going because we should do the Lions too.
If your name was Case Cookus, would you change your name?
Yeah, but you have to change like the last, like what am I, change my name to Ken Cookus? Like that's going to be way better.
Yeah,
like, I got to change Cookus, my family
Cookus
name.
Cookus is brutal. Cookus is a brutal name.
That's a tough draw, yeah. But look, hey, shout out to the Cookuses out there. They're probably doing, pretty good.
All right. I think this is the worst name team in the league. We have the Michigan Panthers. Like, we couldn't come up with something better than that.
Wildcats.
The Michigan Panthers. Their coach is a former NFL head coach, Mike Nolan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's been around a little bit.
Yeah, who went against NFL protocol and like wore a suit on the sidelines during games. As his team got absolutely throttled whenever he did that. I don't know who this player is on the quarterback depth chart. Luke's son, EJ Perry.
Oh, I know that name. I actually know who this is. Where did this guy play? I know. I'm not gonna be able to think of it. I know that name though. That the other names I didn't. I just had no idea. Where did EJ Perry play?
Boston College and Brown.
Yeah, okay. Brown, I don't remember, but like,
and
I
then
I remember the BC quarterback depth chart, but here we go. Yeah.
Once we get past EJ Perry, the Michigan Panthers have cornered the market on terrible white quarterbacks. Mm. Danny Etling and Brian Lewerke.
Oh, Lewerke. Well, I mean, like Etling.
Etling
was on the Patriots.
Etling might be
roster.
Decent. Yeah, Etling might be decent in spring football, right?
Edling had one of the prestigious titles of being one of the second and third string quarterbacks of the Patriots, like a position previously held by 19 other terrible players. I mean, like Edling is the starter probably, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
That team's no good either. That's not good.
All right. Now we go to the San Antonio Brahmas, named after The Rock.
Yes, of course. In the UFL, Rock still gets his own team in the UFL. That's good. Yeah.
and the coached last year by Hines Ward, coached this year now by Wade Phillips. Some would call that an upgrade. Their quarterback.
Didn't Wade Phillips coach Houston? Didn't he coach Houston in like the other?
Yes.
So he, and they were good. Like they were like one of the best teams in the league, right? This is a
so
big upgrade. Brahma's got a big upgrade here. Hines Ward
Brahmas,
didn't work out. Were they terrible?
This quarterback depth chart is incredible. All three are funny. So let's start the Garber baby, Chase Garbers.
Wow. Okay.
The Garber baby.
It's spring football. Like, sure. Okay. Yeah.
We have the Jonte Porter Award winner here, Shohei Ohtani's favorite spring quarterback, Quinton Darmody.
Oh my God.
The Beaches.
Yeah, that's the guy who like gave the playbook to the other team or whatever.
But he didn't, right? And then he ended up playing a lot.
Can we just pretend that he did? Because it's funnier if he did. Yeah.
And I swear to God, I shouldn't say that on Good Friday, but I swear I'm not making this up. The other quarterback on this roster's name is Tom Flacco.
I mean, you know, Joe's cousin?
Is he related to Joe? I'm going to try and find out.
How could he not be? He's Flacco football family?
He's Joe's younger brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way younger?
He's 29. So he's not that much younger.
Been
like Joe Flacco as well. Like 38. So
Tom Flacco. You know, Joe's brother. Did he go to Delaware?
It's Tom Flacco played at Western Michigan, Rutgers, okay, and Towson, and was drafted in the 32nd round of the 2014 baseball draft by the Phillies.
I mean, that's like pretty remarkable athletic career, to be fair. I mean, you play college football, you got drafted in baseball. It's like pretty good. So read the three quarterbacks again here. So the three quarterbacks are
Quinton Dormady, Chase Garbers, and Tom Flacco.
Tom Flacco. So, I mean, Garbers is the starter.
Dormady might be the starter.
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting team with Wade Phillips as the coach.
Well, only because of Phillips. I mean, the quarterbacks aren't that interesting, but Phillips is usually really good.
All right, we'll get to the Battle Hawks next hour on the show. We'll give you our bets next hour on the show. Dallin Cuff will start it off coming up after this. If you're watching on Stadium, head on over to Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL for the final hour, the power hour.